Thanks for listening. KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the building freeze in Oakley, Utah has been lifted after 3 years and a brand new well. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, USU's head basketball coach Danny Sprinkle is reportedly leaving the team. He's taking the head coaching job with the Washington Huskies. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
A long, slow drive. It's southbound I-15 from Murray to the point of the mountain. You actually have a good drive on I-15 in Utah County, but getting into Davis County, it's a little heavy and slow. Northbound I-15 from 6 North to the North Interchange. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Scattered showers continue with below normal temperatures. I'm Kevin Eubank.
48 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Irritation between the U.S. and Israel over Gaza, and the U.S. calls against Israel's intention for a ground operation in southern Gaza because it could kill more innocent civilians. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
The Prime Minister's office seems to be indicating through public statements that we somehow changed here. We haven't.
It's about the U.S. refusing to block a U.N. resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire. A federal judge in New York's denied a motion to delay the hush money to a porn star alleged election interference trial of Donald Trump, former president in New York.
I don't know how you can have a trial that's going on right in the middle of an election. Not fair. Not fair.
The highest paid player in sports history, the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani, talking to the media amid illegal gambling and theft allegations against his interpreter.
I'm just beyond shocked. It's really hard to verbalize how I am feeling at this point.
A translator, this is ABC News.
And now the KSL in-depth. Tomorrow, the Supreme Court is hearing its first case on abortion since they overturned Roe v. Wade. They're going to consider rolling back availability of the abortion pill. Mifepristone joining me live, KSL at Night's Taylor Morgan. So, Taylor, first of all, who's bringing this case to court?
Well, the court is considering this case, Jeff. This is being brought by a number of plaintiffs suing for accessibility, as you said, of mifepristone. This is the only drug that has been approved specifically for terminating pregnancies. And the lawsuit is over whether or not the government actually applied a lawful review process of the drug when it first came out. That is the challenge. Of course, certainly this is a follow to overturning Roe v. Wade nearly 2 years ago.
Now, one could say the Supreme Court is a political body these days. The argument can be made. Is this going to inflame passions once again, regardless of what they do? And is it going to impact the upcoming election?
Jeff, absolutely. I think clearly this has a lot of implications. From a technical perspective, this has serious implications for the entire pharmaceutical industry throughout the United States. It impacts women and their reproductive health and how that goes forward. Politically, the impact that this could have, Jeff, on the upcoming presidential and congressional elections cannot be overstated. This will absolutely have a political consequence. To provide perhaps a little bit of background, we know the Supreme Court decided to hear this case after a lower court in April ruled to revoke the FDA's 23-year-old approval of mifepristone. That has brought it to the Supreme Court. However, even though the legal arguments are on their face very technical, this is absolutely going to be a political battle in front of the United States Supreme Court.
So given that fact, is it possible the Supreme Court will somehow shy away from a major ruling and instead provide a narrow, very technical ruling that doesn't impact the rest of what's going on?
I think that's possible, Jeff. I want to be clear, I am not an attorney. I am certainly not qualified to get into the legal implications. However, given the far-reaching potential cataclysmic political impact, I could potentially see a more technical ruling here. But definitely, either way, this will impact healthcare access, the legal landscape, and the political landscape in the United States. We know that 5 million women in the U.S. have used this specific drug since its approval. So this absolutely cannot be overstated how much of an impact this court case will have.
Thanks so much, KSL at Night host Taylor Morgan joining us live. We appreciate the insight.